Everybody has a reason for what they do, but the good news is there's only six reasons. There are lots of different stories, but I can tell you by experience being around the world, there's only six reasons. And those six reasons are called the six human needs. All human beings have the same six needs, so why do we behave differently? Because the only thing different in people is two things. We all have the same six needs, but we don't value them equally. So the difference in people, we all have the same six needs. The difference is which of the top two you value most out of these six. Because these top two determine your direction in life. And direction, if you keep moving in direction, it leads you to an ultimate destination or destiny. So we want to understand what your top two needs are. And same thing with other people. So what are these six needs? They are not goals. They are not desires. If you travel with me around the world, you'll see every culture has different goals. Everybody has different desires, but we all have the same needs. What are they? Number one is the need for certainty. Certainty. Certainty is a survival need. We all need to feel certain that we can avoid pain and that ideally we can have some comfort. So the need for certainty is built into every human being. Some people, certainty is the number one thing they value. If they're certainty driven and you try to change anything, they freak out. They get fearful or they get angry or they get pissed off because what matters most to them is keeping things the same way where they feel like they're in control. Some people, they value love much more than certainty. Some people value certainty more than love. So even though they love you, if they don't feel certain, they won't open completely. Two people could have the same need, but they have a different belief about what it takes to be loved or a different need about what it takes to be certain. You can get certainty from your past. You get certainty from God. You get certainty by working out intensely. You get certainty by eating food. Too much food especially will put comfort in your body. If you overeat, all the blood goes in your stomach. You start breathing again. So we all need certainty. The only question is it number one, two, three, four, five, or six on your list? And the second question is, what does your brain say has to happen to be certain? So the first need is certainty. How can we meet our need for certainty? We can do it in ways that are positive, neutral, or negative. Most people meet their needs in a way that works in the moment, but not long term. So they feel good for a short time, like a sugar high, and then they drop emotionally, and they gotta do it again, whether it's food or smoking or drinking or whatever it is. That's how most people live their life. You can get certainty by working out. If you go on a run really intensely or you go lift weights and you push yourself and all that blood starts pulsing through you, and what's the downside? Zero. So there are ways to meet your needs that are empowering, neutral, or disempowering. The parts of our life we don't like are problems. Why would we keep a problem? We're all capable of solving it. Why would we keep a problem? The only reason you have a problem that's stuck around is because it meets some of your needs. Not all of them, or you wouldn't want to get rid of it. But enough of them that it makes it hard to give up. What if you knew every moment before it happened what people are going to say and do? And that second human need is uncertainty. We have a need for uncertainty. We have a need for surprise. We have a need for variety. In fact, what's the phrase? Variety is the what of life? Spice of life. How do you get variety? You get variety in positive ways, negative ways, or neutral ways. You get variety by learning, growing, taking on a new goal, a new challenge. You get variety through a conversation with a friend. You get variety by praying to God. There's so many ways to get variety, aren't there? But you can also get variety in negative ways. There's so many ways to get variety. The question is, are your ways positive, neutral, negative, or empowering? Third human need is significance. The need to feel unique, the need to feel special. So there are lots of ways to feel special. Because the fourth human need is connection and love. And most people are too afraid to love because they've loved and been disappointed, or they've loved and then lost the love, and it was so painful that now they settle for the crumbs of connection because that's safer. So it's a form of the need, but a low level of the need, but it's still part of the need, and we gotta meet it. Men will die for significance. Women will die for love. But the women have, and the reason is because they have that connecting power as their strength. Now, can any man become more love-driven? Yes. Can any woman be more significance-driven? Yes. But our biochemistry leads us that way. Now, can you get significance in positive ways? Of course. You can be significantly more generous than anyone else, and that generosity gives you a sense of significance because you know you're really a giver. You're not trading. You're not exchanging. You really are giving, and it makes you feel full. It makes you feel significant because you know the truth. No matter what you tell people verbally, you know what's true inside, and no one can mess with that. You can get significance by the way you dress. Everyone finds a way to be significant. Most people find a way to be significant by having a significant problem. Because if I'm really successful, you might like me for a while, but after a while, most people get annoyed with someone who's always happy and successful. So most of us unconsciously learn to create big problems as a way to connect, because it's the safest way to connect and not be rejected. Everyone, by the way, finds a way to meet these first four needs. Even if you lie to yourself, you will find a way to meet your need for certainty, uncertainty, significance. Even if it's just you have worse problems than anybody else, connection to yourself, you will find a way. But the final two needs are the needs that create fulfillment, and they are the spiritual needs, not religious, but spiritual. The fifth human need is growth. If your business isn't growing, it's dying. If your relationship isn't growing, it's dying. There are no plateaus in this life. So growth is life. And if you want a one-word key to happiness, I'll give it to you right now because it's real obvious having worked with millions of people. Progress equals happiness. If you're not even where you want to be, you're still overweight, you're still financially struggling, you're still not where you want to be in your career, but you start working out. You haven't lost the weight yet, but you start feeling better. You start making progress. Or you start to change that business. Still not there yet, but you're making progress. Or change that relationship. Or change your body. Or change your health. Anytime you start making progress, your happiness will go through the roof. Anytime you achieve things and you don't set up something new to go for quickly, you'll lose momentum. And in a short time, you won't be so happy. Because the law of familiarity will come in. And this thing that once was this big dream will now just be something that you're used to. So the purpose of a goal is not to get the goal. The purpose of a goal is who we become to achieve it. What you get will never make you happy. Who you become will make you very happy or very sad, depending upon how you approach it and what you do with your life. And then the sixth human need is the need for contribution, the need to step out of ourselves. See, how many of you in this room, when something great happens, how many of you can't help yourself? You immediately want to share that with somebody you love, because you can only feel so much yourself. Growth and contribution are our fifth and sixth needs. They are our spiritual needs. They are the needs that fulfill us. Everybody finds a way to feel somewhat certain, some variety, some significance, even if they got to tear people down, some connection. But very few people grow continuously and contribute continuously, which is where all the joy is.